Let's get to Brett's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Brett says, hey, I need some advice on a newish relationship I'm in.
Okay.
Things have been going really well with my girlfriend. Great connection, lots of fun. Everything seems to be falling into place.
Right.
However, I recently really realized that she calls all of her exes crazy.
Oh.
I'm not talking about just one ex in particular, but every single one of them.
Okay.
And it's starting to make me wonder if this is a red flag. Now, I totally understand that sometimes people have different breakups.
Sure.
Difficult breakups. But hearing this from her made me question if it's possible she has a pattern of not taking responsibility for any of her past relationships or her role in them.
Right.
Or if maybe I should be concerned about how she views others.
Okay.
I really like her. Don't want to jump to conclusions, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. Does this kind of thing point to a bigger issue, or is it just something I shouldn't really overthink?
Okay. Wow. Yeah, and you can't really go to her and say, hey,
what makes all of your exes crazy?
Do you think if all your exes are crazy, what's the one common thread in all of that?
Yeah.
You can't really go to her and say that.
No,
because then
I understand why he's thinking it, though. I mean, sure. It's kind of, you know, we all could say that we've got like a crazy ex. Maybe it's like one because they were a little over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But when all of them seem to be the crazy one.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wonder, has he asked for, okay, so what in their behavior, what happened that made you think they're crazy?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was it that was crazy? Or is she just throwing out that
exactly.
word? Right, right.
Yes. So if she's got the receipts, then maybe, all right, she's had a bunch of bad luck before she found you.
And why is she choosing those people?
Exactly. And maybe now she's finally broken the pattern with you, Brett. Congratulations, you're the one good guy she found.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, people can change their... quote
their patterns,
their person that they gravitate towards.
Yeah, maybe she finally recognized that, like, yeah. Hey, I've been picking the wrong guys, I've got a history of that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pivot and do something different, and maybe Brett, you're the something different and it's working. That's the romantic.
Audra
says half full.
If all her exes are crazy and she has a type, then gasp. Maybe Brett's the one that's crazy.
Okay, Brett. Why are you so crazy?
Are you normal? No. I mean, all of us have our little freak flag.
Sure.
Everybody does. Everybody
right.
has their thing that you just have to find that person who puts up with your thing.
So how does your girlfriend define the crazy that she's experienced in the past?
Are you asking me? I'm married. I don't have a girlfriend.
No, I'm telling Brett to investigate that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay. You were looking right at me. I was like, wait, hang on a second. Does she know something I don't? What?
No. Talk about Brett and his girlfriend.
All right.
So Brett should look at and say, all right, what do you define as crazy?
All right. So has this been you? Can you tell us a story about what happened when you were in this same situation? Because I don't think Brett's situation's unique necessarily.
No, but I think he's right to kind of pause and be like, okay, so the one common denominator here is his girlfriend. So is she the one that's really the crazy one?
Well,
but she's projecting that on the others.
Well, guess what, Brett? If nothing else, you'll find out eventually.
You will. Just hang in there.
I mean,
let us know how it goes.
I mean, if everything is going all right,
yes,
then just hang in there and you'll find out.
Right. I wouldn't, if there's nothing to alarm you in your relationship between the two of you, then it should be fine. I wouldn't be worried about her past because it really has nothing to do with you at this point.
All right. Well, hey, give us your story, by the way. 502-795-1997. Maybe your take on it with group therapy. Brett is wondering if it's a red flag that his newish girlfriend describes all of her exes as crazy.
He started to do some math, and he was like, the math isn't mathing, because she's like the one common thread. So now he's starting to think, is she the crazy one, and do I need to be concerned about that possibility?
Yeah, and I was just kind of like, you know what? The good news is you can just keep on keeping on until it happens.
She shows her crazy.
Yeah, and if it does... okay, you'll know how to deal with it. If it doesn't, then
it'll be fine. The optimistic way here to look at this is, okay, so if nothing is weird in your relationship, don't worry about it. It could very well be she had a pattern of picking the wrong guys. They were the crazy ones, and now she's made a better choice with you. That could be the case.
We have both sides of the aisle chiming in. Brittany says, I would definitely say this is a red flag.
Oh.
Worth asking what exactly happened in some of those relationships.
Right. Where are the receipts?
Yeah, exactly.
With that crazy.
Yep. Yep. I would be a little concerned. That's for sure.
Mickey says, welp. I'll say this, the daily therapy session is undefeated on finding people who enjoy self-sabotaging good relationships, LOL.
I mean, maybe. Shelby said on Facebook, I dated and was engaged to a guy who had a crazy ex-wife.
Okay.
Turns out he was actually the crazy one.
Really?
Broke off our engagement after four months before our wedding.
Oh, wow.
And have zero regrets.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Jeremy's kind of echoes our sentiment. Hey, I think until you become the crazy one, you're fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all defaults back to if things are fine in your relationship, you haven't seen any crazy from her yet, I wouldn't be too concerned.
Except Lisa says, nope, we can't change the pattern. If you stink at picking a mate, you will always stink at picking a mate.
Oh, poor Lisa. She's like, I'm fine. It's fine. We're all fine.
All right. All right. So I guess, yeah. Are we circling back around on Brett and just saying, hey,
just keep on cruising.
Yeah, keep on cruising. Keep on doing your thing.
Let us know if anything changes.
Don't cause drama where there isn't drama.
Right. If you do want to ease your mind a little bit, I like the idea of just like asking for the receipts. Like, hey, you mentioned all your exes were crazy. Like, what'd they do?
Oh my gosh, Tony, you're not helping. He's texting in, every woman is crazy. It's only if you handle the crazy do you stay with them.
All right, it's like, okay, does she have a level of crazy you can handle?
Uh-huh.
If so, that's why you stay.
Wow.
Okay, Tony.
All right. And then one last comment from Natalie. After 2 years with my ex, noticed things just weren't right. He made excuses, gone a lot, et cetera, et cetera. He also said all his exes were crazy. Because it was hard to talk to him, I reached out to his friend and explained. His friend said he wouldn't be able to shed too much light on it, but he could give me my ex's ex-girlfriend or my ex's ex-girlfriend's number. I said, okay, reached out respectfully. Too old for that high school drama. Long story short, he did the same thing to her.
Oh.
And she reached out to the previous ex.
Oh.
He developed a pattern and had the audacity to call us crazy. Now we all have brunch on Mondays.
She assembled all of his exes and they became besties.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
All right. Well, hey, Brett, that's an idea.
That is an idea.
I don't know if you want to.
You might get some bros out of it.
I was going to say, get some buddies.
Now we meet for beers on the weekends.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Thank you, Brett.